to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Well, hello there. Fancy meeting you here. It is the Ladies of Liverpool podcast. It's back, finally. It was on pause because obviously the world's in a crazy place right now, but it doesn't look like our lockdown's going to be lifted anytime soon. So we're going to do these podcasts live from my living room. Luckily for you and me, I've got some brilliant ladies' numbers stored in my phone, and we're going to Skype a different one every week. This week, we are back with a bang. Remember Eunice from Gladiators? Well, we are about to chat to her about what happened after Gladiators. We're talking about the film she's been involved in, Titanic, Tomb Raider, The Avengers, the friends she's made. I'm talking about big celebrity Hollywood A-listers that she goes and visits and stays with because they're now like best mates. You won't believe what we're about to chat about. Don't miss a second. Sit back, pour yourself a nice little gin. Even if it's 10 in the morning, it's lockdown, Ladies of Liverpool.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Well, hello, Eunice. How are you?
I'm all right, babes. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Whereabouts in your house are you right now?
I'm in my bedroom because it's the best spot with it when I'm Skyping things and stuff.
Oh, good. You get the best signal there.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely. I'm made up. You've decided to chat to me. I know we haven't got much else to do, have we? So I would have been fuming if you'd have told me to do one.
Oh, I wouldn't have done that ever.
Eunice, I want to first of all just introduce you to all the listeners of Ladies of Liverpool. We happened to make it to like number one in the fashion and beauty iTunes charts. So we've
Amazing.
Got tons of people listening. I know. All celebrating Ladies of Liverpool. I think it's really important, especially for our younger listeners, as well as you know, ladies our age, who just want to acknowledge the wonderful things us Scousers do. We don't often get the recognition we deserve. So starting with your history, Eunice, when we go back to how long ago was it when you were in Gladiators?
It was, I always have to go off my daughter's age. It was 26 years ago.
Seems like yesterday, doesn't it?
It's mental, isn't it? It's mental.
Honestly,
life.
You going up that, was it the Travelator?
Yeah.
Swinging to victory, you became the first female champion, apparently so, according to your Wikipedia page. I've had a good look.
I think someone writes stuff on that. Someone wrote that I walked around the park with yellow wellies on once or something like that. I've never looked at that Wikipedia page.
You can never trust them, can you?
It's funny, isn't it?
It's brilliant. Talking about Gladiators then. So there you are. What was you doing with your life before you entered to go on that?
Then I was working in McDonald's.
Right. Which one?
On Church Street.
Okay. So people might have come in bevied after town and been saved by
you. Oh, yeah. That was our entertainment all the time when they come in bevied. And the weekends, it was great.
Well, I imagine you were training as well as working in the Mackies.
Yeah, I was. I was training and I was doing it. At the time, I was doing kickboxing as well. So that was the foundation of my fitness, really.
And you entered, did you enter yourself? Did someone like egg you on?
No, well, I wrote the form. What happened is I never really watched the show, but it was on and some of my family and friends thought I'd be a good candidate for it because I was always training and all of that, right? And I've always been dead competitive. I mean, even when the daughter was like two, I would be dead serious when we'd be playing games with her and things like that. And I ended up with about four or five application forms that friends had sent off. So I filled one of them in and sent it off then. So it was, I guess it was a bit of both. It was family and friends and myself, and I filled it in. And I was a bit, because I didn't take it serious, I was actually a bit cocky on the form as well. I always credit being a Scouser for it, because on the form, I think I said something like, I don't know if you've ever had a Scouser on your show, but when you've had a Scouser on your show, then you've had someone on your show. And I was unusually cocky. It was really weird, which I'm not normally like that, if I'm brutally honest. And then the producer said that's what attracted them to the form, because everyone's form was a bit boring, he said. And then we got this form and it was so cocksure. We were like, we've got to get this girl on the show type of thing. It's mental, isn't it, really?
It went brilliantly, didn't it? So you won the series. Then is it right that they kept you on? You did like International Gladiators.
Yeah, I did loads. I did the sort of what they called the UK series. Then we did the international one. And then we did a Champion of All Champions one as well. And it was mental, yeah. It was crazy.
Is it true you became like a trainer as well?
For some shows, I think they just tried to vary it really, because they didn't want just the same format every year. So they did a North-South divide. So I was the coach of all the North contenders.
How lucky were people getting you as the coach? I bet you had a laugh with them, didn't
oh,
you?
Oh, yeah, we did have a giggle, but I didn't win, though. The Southern Contenders won the girl and the boys' show. I didn't win. I was gutted.
I bet that grates on you even to this day
yeah,
now,
it does.
Doesn't it?
Even to this day, it annoys me.
Ladies of Liverpool.
So Gladiators finishes, and the next thing, you're like credited on films like Tomb Raider and Titanic and Avengers. How does that happen?
It was mental, really. What happened was they seen me on the show, right? And it was for Goldeneye. They were looking for a stunt double for Goldeneye for Famke Janssen. So I got a call. They seen me on the show and seen there was a good likeness, even though she was about 6 inches taller than me, to be honest. So they asked me to come down for an audition. But I thought, when they rang me, I thought it was me mates messing around, and I kept hanging up the phone because they were like, yeah. I mean, can you imagine? I'm literally like, sitting in my terrace house in Wavertree, and then I get a phone call from producers of Goldeneye asking me to come for an audition. So I kept hanging up the phone.
And that is proper Scouse humour. That's something one of our mates would do, isn't it?
No, I know. And then when he rang up about the fourth time, he goes, the producer, Richard Whelan, his name was, and he goes to me, he goes, I will not call back. If you hang up, you need to know this is serious. This isn't one of your friends. He got proper lady with me on the phone as well.
So you're sitting there going, go on then, go on, say your piece and I'll put the phone down. But they actually offered you a job in a James Bond film.
I know, it was mental. And then when it went down, this is what was weird. It was a bit, it's like a blur when I look back. It is like a blur. And the things that I remember are very strange. And one of the things I remember is being introduced to the director, Martin Campbell, who I absolutely adore him. But he was so flamboyant, he just goes, hello, darling. And he opens his arms dead wide and rushed towards me. And I didn't know what to, I was going to hit him. I was going to punch him. I didn't really know. Like, I hadn't been in an environment like this ever. And I was like, whoa, like this. And then 10 minutes after that, I get introduced to Pierce. And he goes, oh, my God, my son won't believe this. I've just been watching you on a TV show on Gladiators. And he asked for my autograph.
Pierce Brosnan?
Yeah. That was like when I got down there and they wanted me to do it. That all happened within 30 minutes. That, and I was just like in this world where I'd never been. It was surreal, really, if I look back, when I look back
well,
now.
You fit right in because you've made loads of celebrity mates. You were a stunt double for Angelina Jolie, weren't you?
Yeah. For about 10 years.
Is that the Tomb Raider whole series, the sequel?
Yeah, we
what
did.
You call them?
The sequel and that. We did two Tomb Raiders, Mr. and Mrs. Smith, Wanted. There's like loads that we just went on and did. Salt, Beyond Borders. There's like I forget half of them, to be honest. But we had a great relationship, to be honest. And pretty much, I know everyone always moans about how skinny she is. She isn't as slim as they all say. But yeah, we're pretty much identical, apart from her legs are an inch longer than mine. But every other measurement about us, apart from the obvious bust size,
was a bridge. How does that feel when you're standing there getting measured to compare your measurements with someone like Angelina Jolie?
I know. Well, it's like that. I've lost jobs before because I'll get measured up for an actress for the job. Yeah. And then I'll be like trying to crunch myself down so I'm 2 inches shorter, or elongate so you're 2 inches taller. It's dead
so
funny.
So you don't miss the gig, yeah?
Yeah, so you don't miss the gig. It's the usual thing. They ask you how tall you are and you ask them, how tall do I have to be? That's the right answer, if you know what I mean. So
in the acting game, it's like, can you ride a horse? And you're like, yeah. Googling horse riding lessons while you're answering.
It's exactly like that. It's hilarious. So,
is it true? Is it true that you're godmother to one of her kids?
Yeah, Shiloh, yeah. It's good as well. It's like it was fake because she's a good little tomboy. She climbed trees. Whenever we hang out, it's always playing basketball, playing tennis, climbing trees. It's great. Like, she's a great
so
kid.
You still stay
they're
in
all
contact?
Great kids, actually. Yeah. All the time. To be honest, I'd be over there. Is it now? I would actually be visiting the family because it's there. It would be their spring break over there now. Yeah. And so we were going to go and hang out for 2 weeks, but I can't go because of the lockdown.
That is amazing. Just, and again, that just shows who you really are. When, you know, people get to do jobs and you get to do gigs and we get to do some lovely things. But I always think it says a lot about someone when you come away from these jobs with friends, with friendships that last a long time. It says a lot about us Scousers. We fit in everywhere with everyone, don't we?
Well, it's true. But I do say to Angie, like, I hate the press because they always paint her in a bad light. I really hate it. But, like, she should be a Scouser. She's got a wicked sense of humour. And she always roots for the underdog all the time. And she's, like, honestly, they're a great family. So
She's one of us. She sounds like one of us.
She is. I always say if we'd have been in school, we'd have got in loads of trouble because we'd have just been best mates in school and been causing riots. It's everywhere.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Talk to me about your day. How do you get through your 24 hours every day?
So typical day, it's been a blessing in disguise. So my mate was going away and she's got a French bulldog and she was worried. I was like, oh, babysitter, I love her because I know the dog anyway. So yeah. She was going away for 2 weeks. This was the last week in February she was going away. And then, of course, then all the lockdown occurs and all that. Mm. So we've still got this dog now because she's only just got back. She went to some island off Australia and she's only just got back now. So she's in 2 weeks lockdown. So it's been a blessing, though, because this dog is crazy. So it's like it adds the chaos that you need. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where my day is got chaos in, which is great because there's no mundane or boredom to it at all.
Yeah, we say we got a puppy. He's only 6 months old. Our little Diego is more.
I've seen him on Twitter.
He's off his head, isn't he? His dad's a shit too. He's off his rocker. But we're made up. We got him because we can go out on our walks now.
Yeah.
Like, people are texting us saying, can we lend your dog? Like, no, not a chance. We got him just at the right time. But is your little dog there with you now?
Yeah, she's on the bed with me. I'm sitting on the bed.
Can you hear her snoring?
Oh, she snores terrible. Like, because I didn't want her to miss her mum, I've been putting her on the bed with me. And so my fella sometimes has to go in the other room because he goes, I don't know who's snoring. Where's you or the dog? He says, sometimes we're synchronised, so it's a constant snore.
It's brilliant. How are you sleeping? Are you managing to sleep? Because loads are struggling, aren't they?
It's weird. I have one day in every 7 days where I can't sleep. It's really weird. And my dreams are so surreal. Like, I wake up sometimes. I woke up that me and Stephen King were best mates. And I was convinced I was going to phone him when I woke up in the morning to see how he was.
The life
so
you
weird.
Lead, though, I wouldn't be surprised if that was bleeding true. You got a message off him. Wouldn't shock me at all. What are you missing, Eunice? What are you missing being stuck in
me
the
house? Me mum and dad. Oh, God, it's terrible. Me mum and dad. Every time I go and drop the shopping off, me dad's 78 and he's diabetic, so I'm terrified of him getting it. And so I go round, drop the shopping off, and then we're yelling at each other from the door, and I'm at the bottom of their sort of path. That kills me. But otherwise, it's how you make it. I think it's dead hard to motivate it. Like, we've got the dog, so our day starts with coffee in bed because we can never do that. And then we get up, we'll take the dog out, we'll have a good walk with her. It's great. We're going on the golf course by us, which is lovely. It's like a park, but everyone's being very respectful of the course. No one's on the greens, which is nice to see. And then we come back a bit of brekkie, and then we do a bit of training, me and him, and then we hang out. The weather's been great. So, like, it's a bit, like, when it does, I don't think the world will be the same, but I do think when I get back to work, I will miss parts of this, because me and my fella, like, he's at home, we're like ships through the night normally, we hardly see each other.
Same, Eunice, in our house, we're loving seeing each other. The only thing I'm missing is the airports. I love a good holiday, and I'm gutted all my holidays have been cancelled, and the thought of not going to an airport and going on a little trip with the kids, that's the bit that's doing me head in the most, I'd say.
Yeah, it's weird. It's funny what you miss. I miss the footy, of course, as well. It's killing me with the football. So I'm like glued to Twitter to see what Liverpool post on there just for anything to do with it. And then, it's just mad, isn't it? It's mad, but there'll be things I miss about this when we're back at work.
That's a good way to think of it. You know, we're missing all kinds now, but we might just miss what we're going through at the minute. Not obviously not the drama of it and the sadness of it, but those little moments, like you say, coffee in bed with your other half that you wouldn't do on a Tuesday morning. We are going to miss that.
Ladies of Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Quick fire round. Couple of favourites when it comes to Eunice. Who's your favourite gladiator?
Nightshade.
Tell us why.
Because she was a warrior. And I love that about it. Like, anytime I do a competition, it's not for the fun. Oh, this is great. I'm in a competition. And if it was, to me, it's life or death. And I'm still like that now. And Nightshade was the same. And I used to like that because I used to know when I'd compete against her, we were like two warriors battling to the death. I used to love that. Like,
I get that. Favourite film?
God, I was doing this on Twitter yesterday. I've got to say, Grease came on. It changes with everybody, doesn't it? But Grease came on the other day and I sat there and watched every bit of it. So
I would never have thought Grease. If you would have asked me to guess, there's no way in the world I would have gone with Grease. But there you go.
I think it's because it makes you feel good. It's a feel-good movie and I think it cheered me up when I was watching it.
Yeah, definitely. There's a time and a place for it. Your favourite drink, Eunice?
Ooh, that's a good one. At this moment, I'd say my favourite bevy is Long Island iced tea.
Oh, that's nice. Who makes that, you or your fella?
Me. His portions are too stingy. You got to go good with the portions when you make a drink
holiday
like that.
Holiday measures. Got to go for the holiday measures, haven't you? You're on lockdown. Your favourite bar when you're out and about?
Berry and Rye.
And your favourite restaurant?
Oh, that's a good one. Yeah. Favourite restaurant? Probably at this moment, I'd say Wreckfish in town.
Oh, never been. What's that about?
Oh, it's lovely. It's lovely. It's got a good vibe where you feel dead relaxed, chilled. The food's great value for money. And I just love the way the staff are in there and everything. It's lovely. I feel like I'm in my house, but having a dead nice meal.
Oh, well, when we put this out on socials, I'll tag all these in so they can all see that you've given them a recommendation.
Oh, lovely. Thanks for that.
And finally, before I say ta-ra to you, I want to know what is on the agenda. Oh. When lockdown's lifted and we're all back to normal, what's on your to-do list?
I'll just be glad to go back to work. I'm not one for all of these because when I'm working, I'm normally out of Liverpool when I'm working. So I always want to be at home. So for me, just being back at work and being creative and sort of working as a team with people again and stuff like that, I'm really sort of missing that connection and stimulation and stuff like that. So that and the footy, I'd say they're my priorities in life.
Yeah. Oh, well, do you know what? I can't wait to get you back in our rehearsal room. RP Price's Dead Play. It all got stopped, didn't it, after a couple of days? And you were there teaching us how to punch and kick each other in the face and all sorts.
Yeah, I can't wait to see that show. It's back up, isn't it? In October, it's back up, isn't it?
Fingers crossed we're back at the Royal Court in October and we'll get you back in the rehearsal rooms and get us all back up to scratch for the audience.
Yeah, can't wait.
You have been amazing. Thank you so much, one of my favourite ladies of Liverpool. Thanks, babe.
Thank you. Thanks, Leanne.
Thanks for listening. Subscribe now via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool via ladiesofliverpool.com.